Welcome to Each Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Hi, Jaquel.
Hi, Dad.
What's going on?
Well, I have an important question for you.
Oh, I'm interested in answering this question.
Who are Jack and Jones?
Oh.
You are obsessed with their clothing right now.
No.
Every time I see you, you're wearing a different Jack and Jones shirt.
It's just, okay, so I did update my wardrobe,
your wardrobe
recently.
Your fashion.
Yes, it was, it was necessary, let's just say. Okay, I'm not going to go into the reasons, but...
I think if somebody listens to the podcast long enough, they can...
I might have had too many hamburgers.
Infer some.
Anyway, I had to upgrade my
wardrobe. There we go, that's a nice way to put it.
And I found this stuff, and it's the Bays clothing line.
Oh, okay.
And so I just liked it.
It's very your style. But I just feel every time I see you, it's a different Jack and Jones shirt.
Well, I got some Jack and Jones. I got some. I don't know how to pronounce this. Aeropostale.
Yes.
I turned notifications off. I'm not sure why. I did. I turned notifications off, so I don't
Poor
know
shame.
Why that is. Why that
still
is
still getting used to that fancy new computer.
Well,
huh?
Like I say, I turned notification. I did, Jaquel.
Okay,
look,
Dad. Okay,
notification.
We believe you.
Turn app notifications right. On or off. Off.
All right, the listeners and I all
so
believe you.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So back to that Aeropostale or
Yeah, that's how you pronounce
is that
it. Aeropostale.
Aeropostale. Really?
Yeah.
I got it right.
That's
the first
that's
time.
A pretty trendy brand.
I know.
I'm...
So I got some Aeropostale
wow.
shirts, and what else
you.
Did I buy? I don't know. I bought some other ones too. So
Mr. Fashionista.
So now I'm like up and up in the world. I'm like yeah. really trendy and stuff like that, as you
yeah.
well know.
Oh, I well
because
know.
I mean that's something I'm known for. Like people, you know, oh, they hear about Sean, they're like they don't mention the bacon, you know,
no,
or
the
beard. Or anything. It's just like, oh, that guy's trendy.
Yeah.
I mean, people are always saying
sense.
That. I mean, I don't know. He can't preach worth anything, but man, is he looking
we
good up at the
look
pulpit.
At his style.
No, that's not true. That's completely false. I wear blue jeans and white t-shirts or black t-shirts. And if I want to get crazy,
yep.
gray t-shirt.
That's true.
Yeah. But
that's
than,
where I got it from.
Other than that, I am the least trendy person. You know, I got to tell you, my favorite line of clothing is Zoo York.
Oh yeah,
it's back in my days. I ran this Christian youth center, and there was a skate park there, and I got in with the skaters, and they were all into this Zoo York stuff, and I really liked it. I thought it was really cool looking stuff, and it's probably like a 50-year-old man probably shouldn't be wearing Zoo York, but I'm like, hey, whatever,
well,
I don't care.
Good thing you're not 50 yet. Hey, don't hurry yourself, Dad.
Only
49.
I'm almost there though.
You're close.
Yeah. Which reminds me. Mom's birthday is coming up.
Yes.
We need to talk.
I know. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so don't let her hear.
Yeah, also Joe's birthday is coming up, but you know we've already talked.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because I'm sitting here whispering so Mom won't hear, but she's going to listen to the podcast.
It's true.
She
Hi,
listens
Mom.
To every single podcast.
Yeah.
So, but she knows that we're conspiring together in prep for her birthday. By the way, did you take care of said discussion concerning
Yeah, I haven't
your
yet because it's been
birthday.
What? Yeah, it's been a week now, so I just wanted to make
I gave
sure
you
that
like
nothing...
six different
I know,
options
I know,
at different price
I know,
points.
But I told you I was going to give
Man.
It a week. Just
so
in case
you,
anything better came up.
You owe me big time.
I know. Well,
yeah.
Maybe I can repay you by having a little conversation about our mother.
Oh,
and providing
yeah.
some return help.
Definitely. So I mentioned something last week about something that was coming up this week.
Wow, that was
and
the vaguest thing I've ever heard.
I know. I don't really know what to call it, but it's a really exciting moment because...
Okay.
It's not really a review. We review your reviews.
Okay.
Because this is, it's sort of a review. It's
okay.
posted on Apple iTunes.
Okay.
But Jaquel, guess who popped up out of who knows where once again? Your best friend and my
yeah.
best friend, Monkey Mon Mon.
Yeah, the one of the OGs. One of the true great
Monkey
reviewers.
Mon Mon is, I don't know. I would love to know if she was our first review your reviews.
Yeah.
Or what?
But, I don't know.
I mean, we came to love Monkey
it's
Mon
true.
Mon.
And only the real ones remember Monkey Mon Mon here.
I don't
but...
even know why. I almost want to go back and listen to the review. But for some reason, I check in on reviews every now and then.
Yeah.
And there's Monkey Mon Mon's name. And I'm just like, oh, I just have such warm feelings in my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm friends with Monkey
I know.
Mon Mon.
And now it feels like a long lost friend has returned.
But the question is like when you meet this person.
Yes.
Which I don't even know if we be if there was a gender reveal on this person when it first came out.
I don't know.
But there will be today.
Oh, boy.
But when you meet this person, you know, I'm so curious. Are you going to be like, hey, monk? Like, hey, like, are you going to be like, hey, monkey Mon Mon?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know why the monkey Mon Mon.
Yeah, that's a question.
But when I see monkey Mon Mon, I'm just like, I almost shed a tear.
So what does our good friend have to say?
Well, apparently monkey Mon Mon gave us another 5 stars. So let this be a lesson to our listeners. You can apparently leave us more than one review. So, like, get on there and leave us.
Monkey Mon Mon.
Yeah. Speaking of which, a friend of yours and mine said that he was going to leave us a review and say something funny, but he never did. So if you're listening right now, which he probably is, get on iTunes and leave us a review. You know who you are.
Oh, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, you know who he is.
Okay, I guess I know who he is.
Maybe you don't, but you do. You're good friends with his wife.
Oh, yes.
And they have 5 kids. Yeah, and they abandoned us.
I figured it out.
They abandoned us and left me crying in a pool of tears.
You have therapy for this.
Okay. But anyway.
Monkey Mon Mon.
Back to Monkey Mon Mon. Monkey Mon Mon. I just get a little tear up thinking about Monkey Mon Mon.
Mon Mon.
So Monkey Mon Mon didn't leave us a review, but Monkey Mon Mon left us a podcast idea.
Oh, okay. Great.
And Monkey Mon Mon says, Sean and Jaquel, I love this podcast so much.
Aw.
Did you catch?
There were multiple of us.
No, I tried to make it so you would know exactly how many. I love this podcast so much.
What, like 4?
No,
5?
Pay attention. There was 3.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, it kind of makes me sad. I was hoping she loved it so much, but just so much.
Yes, yes. Okay, got it.
And I have a podcast idea! Exclamation point.
Sorry.
I think it would be very sorry. Our listeners don't know because we don't video, but
goodness.
I'm motioning.
Very dramatic gestures. It's,
yes, I mean, people need to see the dramatic review readings.
They do.
They really do.
So much effort goes into
Monkey
it.
Mon Mon says, I think it would be very helpful for teenagers or 11-year-olds like me.
Oh,
Monkey Mon Mon. Monkey Mon Mon is just a wee little person. I haven't revealed the gender yet. A wee little person. 11-year-olds like me.
What even?
Monkey Mon Mon. I think it would be very helpful for teenagers if you did a podcast episode on how we should look at our daily responsibilities, such as school and chores. I recently started listening to your podcast while I do my chores, and I really enjoy it. Exclamation point.
That was the most dramatic exclamation
here we
point
go.
I've ever seen.
Thank you for recording these episodes. I know a lot of teens benefit from your hard work.
Aww.
Signed, Monica.
That's where it all came from. Oh, wow. Man. Wow. Wow. This feels like the end of a mystery
here
where all the pieces are just coming together. You know, where the Mon came from.
I don't even know.
You know, it's a girl. It's Monica, our friend Monica. We get an age. We find out when she's listening to the podcast. Man, what a great comment this was.
All I can have to say is I hope in heaven we can sit down and have a coffee with Monkey Mon Mon. I'm not sure it's going to happen on this side of glory, but you know.
We can dream. We can hope.
Yeah, Monkey Mon Mon.
We love you, Monkey Mon Mon.
Otherwise
Monica.
Known as Monica. So I'm sorry, but that was just an exciting moment.
So good.
I don't even know if you can do this, but can you like link back to the episode where we reviewed Monkey Mon Mon?
I can try to find it.
Oh,
I don't know which one it is,
goodness.
But I will do my best to find it and link it.
I didn't even look at. Oh no! I was gonna say I didn't. I should have taken a look back and seen when it was. But maybe we'll do that anyway.
And by we, you mean me.
Yeah, just get to it, Jaquel. Do your job, why don't you?
I will do it. I will do it. All right, Dad. Well, once again, we have a ticking time bomb.
Do we really?
And it's time to get to it.
Okay.
It's time to talk about something that I'm legitimately shocked we haven't talked about yet.
Are you saying we've never talked about
this before? We have never done an episode on this before.
Are you totes for sure?
I am totes for sure. Huh. I searched it and I was like, wait, is this true?
There might be a reason.
I don't know. But we have never done an episode on Easter.
Easters?
Easter.
Yeah, why start now? Let's talk about something else.
All right, well, if you have an outline prepared, I'd be glad to look at it now. Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to use the one I prepared.
Oh, okay.
Easter.
Whatevs.
Yeah. It's a good holiday, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I'm glad about your thoughts on that.
You're just trying to fill time while I'm looking. I'm so intrigued by. I can't find the Monkey Mon Mon.
Well, I will. Don't worry. I will find it and I will link it.
No, I'll find it. Okay. Let's get to it.
That's what I just said like 3 minutes ago.
Okay. Here. Let's see. Let's talk about Easter.
Okay. My goodness.
Okay. No. First off. I mean, so we've never actually talked about, like, I mean, we must have
we've
touched on
referenced it. Yeah, like, I think we'd answered a question related to it in a mailbag. But no, we've never done a whole episode on it, unless you count our episode on the gospel.
Okay.
An episode about Easter.
So we never talked about, like, the origins of Easter or
no,
anything
we didn't.
Like that.
Yeah, I would like to do that at
which
some
we're
point.
Not doing here either. No. But I mean, some people might say, hey, Jaquel, do I have to celebrate Easter?
Nope.
No, they don't?
Nope.
People do not have to celebrate Easter.
Nope.
Why not?
Because there's no command in the Bible.
Okay. That, you know, I think that's worth saying because I bet you there are some. I'm not going to say a lot because we have the best listeners on the planet.
We do.
But I would suggest that there are probably some listeners who are going, that Easter is not in the Bible. Now,
correct.
Obviously, what we celebrate at Easter is in the Bible, but the command to have one time in the year to focus specifically on the death and resurrection of Christ is not there. And why is that, Jaquel?
Why is it not there? Because we're commanded to celebrate it all year round.
All 52. There's 52 days per year that we are supposed to celebrate the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's Day, right.
And we have talked about this related to Christmas a few different times. And it's like same reasoning across the board. And I am glad you brought this up because I think Easter is, people have a different perception of it, that it's almost like more biblical or like more religious. And I think the church calendar can be confusing for people in this regard, because you also have Lent and Good Friday, and I think some people are like, these are the spiritual holidays we have to celebrate, and that can be just a little bit confusing.
Have we never done an episode on Lent?
No, we haven't.
Oh man.
Again, I think we've talked about the church calendar in some of our Christmas episodes, but I think a whole episode on the church calendar could be quite interesting.
Maybe. Let's just give our position for the time being though.
Okay.
So we do consider some dates on the calendar. I am sure I have addressed my views on the church calendar.
Yeah, that's what I think in one of the Christmas episodes.
But anyway, we do take note of Christmas, and we do take note of Easter and Good Friday for that matter. We have a Good Friday service at our church, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not taking a break from my preaching. We don't really mention Easter in our service, you know. Now, what's really cool this year, I think I put this up on Facebook.
Yeah, you did.
That I just happened to be in John 17 for what the day that Easter falls on, and it's totally focused on the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, not by any planning of my own. But so, I mean, we don't focus on it too much, but, you know, it's a good thing to understand the story of Easter. Mm. And it's good to, obviously that means it's good to understand the gospel.
Yeah.
But when it comes to celebrating Easter, particularly, you know, if your church, you know, takes it over the edge, hey, that's fine. And if your church doesn't recognize it or doesn't say much about it, that's fine too. You know, the fact of the matter is that so long as we are focused on the gospel and the focus of what Easter is, and also so long as setting apart one day per year doesn't make us minimize it, other 365 days, but more particularly the other 51 Lord's days, then how about her?
Yes.
So there you go.
Amen.
So we're talking about Easter, but we want to talk particularly about a few things.
Yes.
Beginning with the risk of Easter and familiarity.
Yeah. So that is really good context that sets us up for kind of the theme of this episode, because we want to talk more, you know, for people that do celebrate Easter every year. You know, it's good to understand the gospel well. It's a good thing to know the Easter story very well, but I have seen among many young Christians I know, it's something I've struggled with myself, every Easter, I feel there's a risk that our familiarity with the stories, our familiarity with this holiday can too often breed intellectual and spiritual disengagement. Yeah. And a couple years ago, I saw a tweet from Kevin DeYoung.
Oh yeah, those tweets. There's some good stuff in those tweets every now and then.
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
So he articulated this really well. He said, we must be careful. With Holy Week, there is the risk of sentimentalism swallowing up substance.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. It's all about the substance,
right?
Right. So, I mean, like, if somebody says to me, you know, well, what do you think about celebrating contemporary needs serves. If I'm like, well, what do I think about focusing in on the death and resurrection, the substance of what Easter is all about? Who's going to have a problem with that? Call it Easter, don't call it Easter. I don't care. But you know, it is all about the substance. And oftentimes, sentimentalism can swallow up the substance. And that's what I see so often in churches that have a big focus on Easter.
Yeah. And when I think when it comes to your personal family life, I think traditions can be very good. I'm very excited about even Easter traditions that I want to do with Lucy. I'm excited. If you remember my strong word from the Christmas episode, celebration is good for Christians. Feasting is good.
Yeah.
But when Easter becomes solely about the feelings we get from traditions and not about the substance of what we're celebrating, we are doing it all wrong.
Yeah, those things cannot take away the substance. This is, I mean, if you take nothing from this episode, whatever you do with Easter, don't lose sight of the substance of Easter, which is the gospel, the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So yeah, like, you know, like Jaquel and I, as she just mentioned, you know, we have no problem with all the extra traditions.
Yeah.
You know, we're sitting in mom's office right now and there's Easter bunnies up there. And, you know,
I bought Lucy an Easter dress.
And I suspect that, you know, there will be some giving of chocolate shaped eggs or something like that to you guys on Easter, you know, your mother. So, I mean, we're not saying those things are bad. Yeah. We celebrate and we even, you know, like we don't have any problem with celebrating the myth of the Easter Bunny and all of those sorts of fun things. But we never let that distract us from the substance. We never let that or I shouldn't say we never. Obviously, we do have issues. You know, everybody struggles with sin, but we ensure that we focus on the substance. So that's the first thing.
And I do think when it comes to especially our audience, you know, young people who are familiar with the story, who've maybe grown up in the church, when it comes to what side of the pendulum, I think sometimes we swing just too far in focusing on the sentimentalism instead of the substance.
Yeah.
So kind of the rest of this episode, we just want to talk about what are some practical ways that we can focus on the substance of Easter.
Yeah.
And the very first thing is basically what we just talked about. So just be aware of the threat of sentimentalism. Enjoy the traditions, but guard your heart against rooting itself in these traditions. Just put it on your radar.
Yeah, exactly. The second one, and this is something that I have to kind of, I don't have a, well, for the most part, I don't have a problem with it, but I do see sometimes when I'm preaching, you know, and it just so happens that the service wraps up with a gospel presentation because that's how the text leads it, and I start talking about the perfect life of Christ and his atoning death and his, you know, you see people, here's this again, you know, and we all struggle with this. Like when we've sat in a sermon, it's like, you know, you get to you start hearing the gospel, you think, I know all about this. Mm. I've heard this, you know, 1,000,000,000 times, whatever. And that's a real problem. Mm. And so sometimes the truth of the matter is that we can become bored of the gospel. Mm. And you need to repent of that. Yeah. That's a sin, being bored of the gospel. And we've all done it. Like, we've all been there. I mean, I got to admit, I'm sure there's been times when I've been preaching and I'm like, oh, yeah, here's this part. Yeah. And I just kind of go on to, I don't know. I can't remember that, but I'm sure maybe it happens sometime. Yeah. But so if you've been bored of the gospel, and it's likely to some degree we all have, it's something we do need to repent of because, I mean, the gospel, there's nothing more important than the gospel.
Well, exactly. And it shows that we are not understanding the gospel the way that we should. I actually just saw one of my internet friends making a comment about a way that she combats this is by memorizing scripture. Because more that you meditate on the truth of God's word, the more that you meditate on the gospel, the more wonder you feel and the less you'll ever feel bored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next thing is to sing like you mean it. So Easter is often a time where we're singing some classic songs, some classic hymns all about the death and resurrection of Christ. And songs in church, well, you can go back and listen to our singing episode, but that is another area where I think we can become complacent, we can become just a little robotic, we can put things on autopilot and not truly engage with the content of what we are singing. So pay attention to what you're singing. Pay attention to the truths. You know, pay attention to singing together with community and, you know, worship through song.
Okay, so the next thing is something Jaquel referenced already. And this time, you know, most often when it comes to almost every subject that Jaquel and I bring up, we mention a book recommendation. This one, we are not going to mention a book recommendation. We are going to make the book recommendation.
We're going to suggest,
and as I'm sure you know, if you've listened to any number of our episodes, we love extra resources, and there are great books out there, of course, on the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're going to suggest that if you really want to press into celebrating the substance of Easter, that what you consider doing is reading the gospel accounts. And so I just listed them out for you. You know, you could probably just turn to the end of each gospel and you would find it pretty quick. But just if anybody's paying attention and they want to write these things down, they want to go and they want to read through the gospel accounts. We're talking 12 chapters of the Bible. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could run through that in a day, no problem. Or you could run through it in a week, yeah. You know, however you want to do it. But sit down and read through Matthew 26 through 28, Mark 14 through 16, Luke 22 through 24, and John 18 through 20. Now, you could read John 21 as well, but that's up to you. So just sit down and read the gospel accounts of the death and resurrection of Christ. You'll see lots of similarities. You'll see some differences, but read them and just keep in mind that these things really happen.
Yeah.
And as John tells us, these things were written about so that we might know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. So be encouraged by the gospel accounts.
Oh, yeah. And then another thing you can do, especially after you read those accounts, would be to write out your testimony. So if you've never done it before, now is a great time to do it.
Right.
Even if you have done it before, what a great time to remind yourself of the Lord Jesus's work in your life and the transformation that has been brought about, and to think back to his death and resurrection, which accomplished your redemption.
Have we done an episode?
We have. Okay. Yep. I'll link it. We've done an episode on how to write your testimony.
Right.
If you're wondering, you know, how to even go about that, how to, you know, write it in a way that it exalts the Lord. I'll link that episode.
Yeah. But that's an excellent one. Or if you've already written out your testimony, just review it.
Yeah.
And be reminded, Jaquel said, of how God has worked in your life to make you into a new creation. Mm. And the last one, and most definitely not the least one, is to worship with God's people. This is the time, you know, not more so than any other Lord's Day, right?
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind. Not more so than any other Lord's Day, but we need that constant, regular time of worship of God with God's people and fellowship with God's people. And obviously. We recognize, this is an obviously, Jaquel, obviously we recognize that there's some places where churches have decided not to open for various reasons, and it could be possible that you can't worship with God's people right now. Press into missing that. You should be missing that. Don't try to push those feelings away. Pray that you can meet with God's people soon. And whenever you can meet with God's people, don't take it for granted. Like, be blessed by being together with God's people. He has called us to himself, and he has called us together to worship him as his people. So seek to do that this Easter and every other Lord's Day.
Amen.
All right, so, you know, this was not a real in-depth kind of a historical or super expansive episode, but just a little something to encourage you this Easter season, and hopefully it's been a blessing to you. But Jaquel, people have things they want to say.
Yeah.
Accolades they want to send our way, where can they find us?
They can head over to our website, ageofminority.com, leave us a comment, or email us at Jaquel or Sean at ageofminority.com. They can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and if they have some of those accolades, they can head over to iTunes, leave us an honest 5-star rating and review for the chance to achieve even a modicum of the fame Monkey Mon has achieved. Thanks to this podcast.
Hey, we love you, Monkey Mon.
We really do.
All right, until next week.
This has been Age of Minority.